Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Jeremy Barbera, CEO of MSGI Security Solutions, which trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is MSGI. And the company provides proprietary security solutions to commercial and government organizations. Thanks for joining us today there, Jeremy.
Thank you, Juan. My pleasure to be here.
Great. Now, it's always good to have you on. Now, start off by talking to us about the first NanoBeak product, which is a handheld bloodless diabetes test.
Certainly. It's based on nanotechnology and chemical sensing in general. NASA has been doing chemical sensing for a very, very long time. If you think back a couple of years ago, there was an announcement that they found the basic characteristics of life on Mars. They found water, they found carbon, a number of other chemicals, and that was done based on the same kind of chemical sensing that has been put into place here for this particular system. In this case, they're doing chemical sensing for acetone levels, and acetone levels are markers for the existence of diabetes.
Great. And so walk us through some of your other key products and where we might be able to find them, including a little bit more about the NASA subsidiary.
Well, MSGI is going through a slight change in business at this point. We have been in the technology commercialization sector or space for a good number of years, and we have traditionally concentrated on wireless devices that have been used for security, for executive security, for security of facilities, asset protection, that sort of thing. And along the way, we met up with NASA, discovered that they were having very significant cutbacks in budget, principally because this administration has been funding the bailout and the last administration was funding the war. So NASA's down about $1 billion in operating budget, and we're trying to help them by bringing capital in and taking technology out. So we are going to make our principal line of business the export and commercialization of various different NASA technologies. What we announced yesterday, or the day before yesterday now, is the very, very first product, and we'll be announcing about 5 products this year.
Great. And so talk to us about some of the market trends, some of the other market trends that you're seeing, and how you're positioning the company to capitalize on them.
And by market trends, could you be a little bit more specific?
Well, I guess now that you're, going into, like you said, a new sector, mm-hmm. Talk to us about the new sector trends and how well positioned you are to capitalize on some of those trends that you just talked about, like you said, the NASA and...
Sure. Well, we're going to be focused on a number of different sectors. We're going to be in the pharmaceutical space. We're going to be in the biotech space. We're going to be in the alternative energy space. We'll probably even be in robotics. So we're in a variety of different technology disciplines. We're backed up by both NASA and the local universities focused around the NASA facility, which includes Stanford, UC Berkeley, Carnegie Mellon, a couple of others. So we're not going to be in one single market. We're going to be in probably half a dozen markets and concentrating again on technology and the exporting of that technology. We're not going to be exporting ourselves directly. We're going to be forming partnerships with other companies. So, for instance, on the diabetes product, we'll form a partnership with a pharmaceutical company, et cetera, all the way across the board. So we'll be looking for multi-billion-dollar businesses that have the marketing resources, the relationships, the infrastructure to take these products out to market. And in that regard, they're going to be very comfortable with their own trends for their business sector and how to best operate within them.
Right. So you're positioning each sector to take advantage of each individual trend.
Correct. We're going to act as a licensee. We hold the technology. We hold the rights to the technology. We'll form a partnership with the particular company that makes the most sense for a particular technology and then license them the rights to take that product out into the marketplace.
So that's basically the synergy that you're looking for.
That's correct. And we'll continue to run the business through MSGI. We'll continue to consolidate. We'll continue to be the majority owner of each of these subs. but we'll do it in conjunction with a partnership.
Great. And talk to us about some of the things that makes the company unique.
Well, I think what we've been doing for a very, very long time now is finding technologies that have been developed but are not yet in the marketplace. And we've been very effective at finding the right market for these products, for fueling their growth to a certain degree, for breaking down barriers. In the last incarnation of the company, we were very involved in Homeland Security. And within Homeland Security, we were able to do work with the FBI, do work with different agencies within the Department of Justice, different agencies within the Department of Homeland Security, some state and local groups too. So we've been able to marry relationships with technology and with fine-tuning the product so it really suits the specific needs of an organization. There's nothing black box about what we do. Everything's very, very customized. So what we're best known for is taking customized technology solutions, bringing them into a marketplace where the solution does not presently exist. The diabetes product's a great example of that. People have been using blood to determine if they have diabetes now for many, 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 many decades, and we are now going to be among the first to change that paradigm to make it a very simple at-home test that just requires a simple breath and you're done.
So it's a breathalyzer, but for diabetes test.
That's exactly what it is. According to the American Diabetes Association, 50 to 80% of the people who have diabetes don't know they have it. Given that it's a very manageable disease, when you do care for it, it can also be a major cause of death if you don't. It's a product that most folks over the age of 40 or 50 or anyone who has an issue with their weight would certainly want to have around to check.
Good. And so in terms of the company's growth here looking forward, will you look to grow organically? Would you consider some M&A activities?
We would consider M&A activities. MSGI was a very successful company in the 90s. We acquired about 26 different businesses, so we certainly would consider M&A activity. Right now, we're just focused on these organic transactions with NASA, bringing money in, bringing technology out, and forming these strategic alliances. So we will absolutely look at M&A transactions, but certainly for the next 6 to 12 months, it's not primary on our focus. It's also been a rough M&A market.
Certainly. And now, we've interviewed you in the past, but can you walk us through your background and experience as well as some of that of the key management team, just for some of our listeners that are new to MSGI?
Sure, of course I will. My background is kind of interesting because I'm an ex-NASA physicist myself. NASA hired me right out of college, and I worked for them through grad school and spent about 7 years working for NASA at Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. And then I left NASA to form MSGI as a private company at the end of the 80s. So I've actually gone back to my roots on some level, and I'm incorporating my earlier career experience with NASA back in the present state where I can work with private equity companies, work with the street, work with strategic partners, and really create a new outlet for these NASA technologies. And that's my background. The company's president is Joseph Peters. Joe was formerly with both the Clinton and the Bush administration in the executive office. In the Bush administration, he was involved in Homeland Security between Tom Ridge and Dick Cheney. In the Clinton administration, he was the deputy drug czar of the United States, reporting to General Dick Thornburg. So he's had 25 years of experience in the public sector, serving the government and working in capacity of counterterrorism, law enforcement in general. And that made extraordinary sense for what MSGI Security Solutions has done for the past 4 to 5 years. Joe has been our conduit through the government to form our relationships and to bring products to market. Similarly, this new technology that we've brought in from NASA, chemical sensing technology, it has tremendously strong homeland security applications. It can test air supplies, it can test water supplies, it can test food for safety, almost anything that we could be at risk for, a chemical sensor could be designed to test for. So it's keeping with our Homeland Security roots while also making available different, more commercialized, more private sector kinds of applications, such as the one that's coming out right now for diabetes and others that we'll bring into the food and agriculture market in early 2010. Rick Mitchell is my CFO. Rick has been with us for about 10 years, and Rick before that was involved with CMGI and the early stage of taking Lycos public, and has been around public companies, I guess, for about 15 years. The three of us make up the current top management of the company, and we're going to be recruiting a couple of people from NASA to both join us in an executive capacity and to also join us on the board of directors.
And what specific goals and objectives do you as a management team hope to accomplish over the course of this of the upcoming 12 months?
Well, my personal objective is to get us back onto the NASDAQ stock exchange. We were a NASDAQ company for 12 years, and we've been on the bulletin board for two. So I would like to see these new MSGI businesses propel us back to a place where we'd be sitting on the NASDAQ exchange and get us to a nice, significant run rate, profitable run rate, sometime in 2010, not towards the beginning, of course, towards the end, because there's a great deal of work to do between now and then. But that's what we'd like to see accomplished. We're not in a position to talk about expectations yet. This is all too new. But if we can move the company onto the NASDAQ exchange and start building up a nice, healthy, recurring revenue base, I think we'll have a very exciting business for our shareholders and for our clients.
Sure. And so in terms of investors, Jeremy, do you think that right now investors understand the MSGI's message and direction?
I think they do. We're going to make it a point to be out in the market with information on a very steady basis, you know, every 3 weeks or so. We'll be forming these new subsidiaries about once a month for the next 5 months. So we're going to be very visible, very transparent. We'll probably do a name change of the company to better suit what the business model is. But I believe they're getting it, and with regular communication, I think the message will certainly be delivered.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Jeremy Barbera, CEO of MSGI Security Solutions, which trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is MSGI, and is currently trading at 14 cents a share. And so before we conclude, Jeremy, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think it comes back to NASA again. We are working with the smartest people that there are in the world. These are the rocket scientists and the engineers who actually took us off the world. And they have thousands and thousands of patents. There are thousands and thousands of scientists, and we're going to look for the low-hanging fruit within those different patents and find very, very exciting technology, take it into the market, commercialize it, and build several businesses off of it. So we're in a very, very unique position. It's one afforded us because of what has happened to NASA's own reduction in budget and my own experience having worked there. So I think that's what we're about. We're sort of a NASA technology spin-off company at this point, and I think we'll spend the next 5 to 10 years trying to get through some of their inventions. There are too many there for any one company to get through, and we will not be the only company doing this. But for what we're bringing to the market, we will have the exclusivity for those products and services.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress and growth, and as well as report on some of your upcoming projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you, Juan. I appreciate it. And if any of our investors want to contact me, the best way is by email, which is jbarbera, B-A-R-B-E-R-A, at msgisecurity.com.
Great. Always good to have you on, Jeremy.
Thank you very much, Juan.